Repentance paves the way for salvation. That was the message of John the Baptist as he preached in the wilderness of Judea. He was preparing the nation of Israel to receive the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And he was preaching a message of preparation for the way of the Lord. And this is what he preached. You repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That word, repentance, can seem like an awfully harsh word, but the Bible word is metanoia. It means literally to change your mind. John came and told him to change their mind about the way they were doing things, change their mind about the way they were living their lives, to change their mind about a man named Jesus Christ, who was a son of God. And that's how we find our way to salvation. You know, God calls us and God pursues us and he offers us salvation and he sends evangelists to us. But it's up to us to repent, to change our minds from doing things our way to doing things God's way, from living to please our bodies and the flesh to pleasing God according to his scriptures. Listen to how Matthew describes John the Baptist. It's found in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, the first verse. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, you repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather belt about his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. You see, John told us how we prepare the way for the Lord to come in and take care of the sin in our heart, for the Lord to come in and establish his rule in our life, for the Lord to come in and clean us up. And that is to be repentant, to have a change of mind, and a change of mind that sticks, that stays, as we live as repentant people. And so then repentance prepares the way for the Lord and the way of salvation for us. Let's pray. Well, Father in heaven, I thank you that you brought me to repentance, to a change of mind. And if anyone ever needed a change of mind, I did, Lord. But you were so kind and wonderful to me that when I came to that point that I wanted you more than anything, I wanted you more than the desires of my body, I wanted you more than money, I wanted you more than anything, and I wanted to know Jesus Christ. That was a complete change of mind for me, Lord. And I thank you for that. That was your grace, I believe. But I also know I was responsible to repent and to make the way clear for you to come in a real way in my life. Thank you, O Lord. I thank you for that. Help me to live as a repentant person, not changing my mind back and forth. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.